You're listening to Amud V'Chazar with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Yoma, Daf Gimel, Amud Aleph. This is very exciting. I ended up giving an impromptu morning shir for the first Amud, but this is the first night Amud that we're doing. And this is being recorded in advance. And Mirtz Hashem, I will be around Sunday night to give that night's shir in person. We're going to start with a quick Zichru review of something from Daf Beis, and we'll tell you the Siman for Daf Gimel. So as we're going to be doing one Zichru point, one of the Zichru memory program for Daf Beis. Beis, the Siman is a bias, a house. And the point we're going to remember from Daf Beis is the discussion about the pre-sha of the Kohen Gadol before the Yavirim on Yom Kippur, as well as the Kohen before the burning of the Parah Aduma, and that he was sequestered off for 7 days. Now, we mentioned in the Mishnah that the Kohen is in what's called Lishkas Beis HaEven, the chamber of the House of Stones. So it actually works out very well. The imagery, the Siman is going to be a Kohen who is being sequestered for 7 days in a house made of stones. So, right, because we think when we see here house, we think bias, daf beis, and it's the Kohen who is in the house of stones, made of stones, who's being sequestered for 7 days. You can even have, if you want, in your mind's eye, the Kohen with looking at a calendar with 7 days. He knows he has to be there for 7 days, but that's for daf beis. Daf gimel is going to be, the siman is going to be gamal, a camel. So we're going to have a quick point associated with a camel, and we'll be able to remember that is on Daf Gimel. However, it's actually not going to be on tonight's Amud. It's going to be on tomorrow night's Amud, on Thursday night's Amud. So, Mirtz Hashem, Thursday night, I'll post the actual siman. But let us begin now with tonight's Amud. Now, the Amud, actually, we're going to start. I don't know where you guys got up to for Beis Amud Beis. So we're going to take it a few lines up in Beis Amud Beis, actually, just to discuss in general what we're talking about. So we are trying to suggest that we know that we're supposed to learn that there's one other place where there is some sort of kapara taking place, so some kind of avoda with karbanos, that you are going to be held off for 7 days. The Kohen involved is going to be sequestered for 7 days in advance of doing the avoda. We have such a precedent by the Chanukas HaMishkan, and Aaron and his sons were there for 7 days. And now we're going to have some other case that is also like it. The Gemara earlier assumes it's Yom Kippur. I mean, that's what our Mishnah says. How do we get there? Maybe it's actually the Yom Tovim, the Shalosh Regalim. So we said, no, it can't, because the Pasuk says, Achas Bashana, once a year, and the Shalosh Regalim are 3 times a year. Well, that's only if you say all Shalosh of them. But what if you say it's any one of them? Maybe it's Sukkot, maybe it's Pesach, there's a reason to say both. The Gemara says, no, those are different, because those are 7 days of Yom Tov. And we're trying to compare it to what we have by the Chanukas HaMishkan, when it was just one day that we were building up to. So then we suggest, well, maybe it's Shmini Atzeres. Now that's where the Gemara left off. Maybe it is Shmini Atzeres. So we're going to start from one that looks like the last line. So second to last line. So Ravashi Omar. There's two reasons. Actually, we'll start from 3 lines from the bottom. So maybe it's Shmini Atzeres. Omar Rav Masharshi Lo Hazeh Ksiv. No, that can't be. No, it's not going to be Shmini Atzeres, even though because Shmini Atzeres is different. The pasuk says Hazeh, Kasher Asah Bayom Hazeh, on this day. So it has to be Kazeh, like this, meaning a similar structure. And by Shmini Atzeres, we have 7 days of Kedusha that precede Shmini Atzeres. So we're trying to talk about a Prisha that leads up to one day of Yontif, not one day of Yontif that follows 7 other days of Yontif before. So therefore, it's not similar enough, says Rav Masharshia. Shmini Atzeres is not comparable enough to what took place in the Chanukas HaMishkan. Yom Kippur would be. Yom Kippur is just one day, and there's no 7 days of Kedusha that precede it. So Yom Kippur would work. Shmini Atzeres would not. So that's sort of Masharcha's answer. Now, second to last line on Beis Avodah, Ravashi Amar Miik Amidi De'ikar Regel Lo Boi Prisha Tafel Didei Boi Prisha. Do you have such a case where you're going to tell me that the 7 days of Sukkot that precede Shmini Atzeres don't require Prisha, separation of the Kohanim a week in advance, yet the day that's Tafel to it, Tafel D-Day, the subordinate day, Shmini Atzeres, which is like kind of the tag-along to Sukkot, will require it? That's crazy. That's hard to say. Now, you might argue, Vafilu Amanda Amar Shmini Regel of Ne'atzmahu, you might say, what are you talking about? You're telling me that Shmini Atzeres is just an add-on? It's Tafel to Sukkot? No, isn't there an Ashita that says that Shmini is a Regel of Ne'atzmahu? It's its own Regel, it's its own holiday. We actually quoted this in Rosh Hashanah. And we'll see it in the next Pesach as well. And Sukkot is going to discuss this. It's a Regel of Ne'atzmo. So maybe you would say, maybe there is, it does make sense to have Prisha for this, even though there's no Prisha for Sukkot before. No. But Hani Mili in Pesach Kashav, that's only regarding Pesach Kashav. And Pesach Kashav is six, it's a Rosh Hashanah, it's an acronym for six categories of halacha where Shmini Atzeres is different from Sukkot. Aval inyan Tashlumin, but in regards to Tashlumin, meaning if you didn't bring the Karban Chagiga on the first day of Sukkot, you can bring it any subsequent day of Sukkot, including Shmini Atzeres. Aval inyan Tashlumin, Tashlumin derishon hu. You can do Tashlumin on Shmini Atzeres for the Chagiga you didn't bring on the first day of Sukkot, which shows that even though it's its own holiday, kind of, in a sense, or in six senses, it's still, at the end of the day, it's still connected to Sukkot. It's still a part of Sukkot. So very quickly, what are these six things of Pesach Kashav? So we're going to machlokas on some of them, but we'll just go with Rashi for now. Pesach Kashav, the pay is regarding Pais, which is the lottery that was done. They did a certain lottery every day of Sukkot to see which Kohanim were Zocha to which parts of the and roles in the Karbanos, and it was one lottery, and whoever was left, that went throughout Sukkot, and they reset the lottery on Shmini Atzeres. So that's one thing. There's also Zion is Zman, which is that you make a new Shehechianu. And then there is Reish, which is Regel, that it has the name that you don't say Chag HaSukkos in davening. You say Shmini Chag HaSeres HaZeh, Shmini HaSeres HaChag HaZeh. That, and Kuf is Korban, that for the rest of Sukkot, there's a very clear series of Korbanos, and there's some animals that are constant, the same number, and some are dwindling, the Parim are dwindling, and Shmini Atzeres is just on a different system. It's like not part of the series. Shin is Shir, the songs that the Levium would sing. And Beis is Bracha, there's a machlokas over here. What bracha it's referring to? Rashi says the bracha that they would give to the melech, like before taking the leave. Alshem biyom shmini shalach es ha'am ve'ivaruch es ha'melech. Okay, so those are the six ways that Shmini Atzeres is different. At the end of the day, however, l'inyan tashlumin tashlumin derishon hu dehatnan, as we learned in the Mishnah, and this Mishnah says. I just lost the place. Mi shelo chag b'yom tov harishon shel chag chogig v'holchol regel kulo v'yom tov ha'acharon shel chag. Somebody who does not celebrate Yom Tov, meaning doesn't bring the Korban Chagiga on the first day of Chag, he can be chogig, he can bring the Korban Chagiga at any point in the regel, including v'yom tov ha'acharon shel chag. So that shows us that even if Shmini Atzeres is unique in six ways and separate from Sukkot 6 days, at the end of the day, you can do Tashlumin for the first day. Therefore, at the end of the day, it really is Tafel to Sukkot. So Rav Ashi's argument is, if Shmini Atzeres is just like the add-on to Sukkot, then you can't tell me, it doesn't make sense to say that we would require Prisha for Shmini Atzeres and not for all the days of Sukkot before it. That's hard to understand. Remember, Shark should give a different explanation why it's not Shmini Atzeres, but that's it. Okay, so we showed why it can't be Pesach, it can't be Sukkot, it can't be Shmini Atzeres. Gemara says, Ve'ima Atzeres, maybe it's Atzeres. To Prisha Shiva Liyom Echadu. Because Shmini Atzeres is Prisha. It's separation of 7 days for just 1 day. Shavuos is just 1 day biblically, and still to this day in Eretz Yisrael. Omer Reb Abba Donin Par Echad VaEchad Mi Par Echad VaEil Echad. Nope, says Reb Abba. We make a connection from a case where we have Par Echad VaEil Echad. One bull and one ram, mi parecha v'alecha, from another case where you have one bull and one ram, lafuke atzeres, to the exclusion of shvuis, de shnei elim ninahu. That on atzeres, there are two elim, there are two rams. Right, by the Yom HaShmini, the Chunukas HaMishkan, there was one bull and one ram, and so too on Yom Kippur. And Shavuos is not like that. There are two rams, and therefore we'd sooner learn Yom Kippur from the Chanukah Samishkan than Shavuos. The Gemara says, however, Hanicha l'man d'amar Yom Kippur ma'al echadu. That works according to the one who says Yom Kippur, there is one ram. El l'man d'amar shnei elim ninhu, but according to the one who says that there on Yom Kippur, there are actually two rams, Ma'ik LeMeimar. What can you say? Then Yom Kippur is the same as Shavuos. Now let's just see the source of that. I mean, how do we not know? It doesn't say explicitly in the Torah. So it's time that we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Omer Ayel Echad Hu, Ha'amor Kan, Hu Ha'amor B'chumash HaPikudim. Rabbi says that the one ram that's mentioned here meaning in Acharimos, when it talks about the Avodah of Yom Kippur, that's the same ram that's mentioned b'chumash hapikudim in Parshas Pinchas when it mentions the Karbanos of Yom Kippur. Chumash hapikudim is referenced about Midbar, so that's the one and the same ram. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Omer Shnei Elim Heim Echad Hamor Kan Avechad Hamor B'chumash hapikudim. So Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon says that there are two elim, one mentioned over here, one mentioned over there. They're actually two different rams. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, this is the same as Shavuos. So the Gemara says, now, afilu tamei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Yehivas Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, hosam chad l'chovas hayom v'chad l'musafin. There's a difference over here. Because when it comes to Yom Kippur, even if you hold like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that it's two rams, one is because of the Chovas Hayom, and one is the Musaf. Lafuke Atzeres to Tevayu Chovas Hayom Ninahu. To the exclusion of Shavuos, where both of them are the obligation of the day. I'm just going to turn to Rashi for a second. Rashi says, Chad L'Chovas Hayom, Hahu De'Acharimos, that mention of a ram in Acharimos is Chovas Hayom, the Eino Koroi Musaf. It's not called a Musaf. It's not called like an add-on. It's called the obligation of the day. And it doesn't say the language you should bring this korban milvad olas haboker, like aside from the olas haboker, k'nisid b'chol musafin milvad olas haboker. D'mashma ze mosif al devar yom b'yomo. That the implication of that phrase milvad olas haboker is that it's a musaf. It's like an add-on as opposed to something that's the chovas hayom, the obligation of the day. So by Sukkis, sorry, by Yom Kippur, even if you will admit like that, like even if you hold like the opinion that there are two elim, there are two rams, but one of them is a musaf and the other one is not a musaf, which is the one that's mentioned in Pichas, but the one that's mentioned in Acharimos is not a korban musaf. It's actually a chovas hayom korban. It's different as opposed to Shavuos, where clearly both of them are musafin. So that's why, not musafin. They are also chovas hayom, that these are the ones that accompany the shtei halechem. So they are, and so as Rashi says, chovas shtei halechem k'siv ravakma alechem v'gomer ve'ilim shnayim chovas hayom d'miluyim ayel echad hudava. So it's not really the karbon. It's not really a karbon musaf. It's something that's part of the shtei halechem, the accompaniment of the shtei halechem, and so they're obviously going to be both for that purpose. And therefore, Yom Kippur, even if there are two rams, is similar to the Chanukas HaMishkan, because there was one ram brought as the Chovas HaYom, not two. Ve'ema Rosh Hashanah, deprisha shivel yom echad hu. Well, says the Gemara. Okay, what about Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is one day of Yom Tov biblically, so therefore it should be. It's possible that Rosh Hashanah is the one day that you need 7 days of prisha before. So the Gona says, "No, Amar Bahu done in par va'ayel shelo mi par va'ayel shelo lafuke itzeres Rosh Hashanah did tzibor ninuhu." Nope, we would rather learn the case of a par and ayel being his as opposed to the par and ayel being that of the tzibor. That when it comes to the miluyim of the chavrukas hamishkan, so it was of his. It was Aaron says, the pasuk says, "Diksiv kach lecha." Egel, says Rashi. It says, Kach lecha egel, you should take for yourself an egel. And the Rashi continues, the second class line of Rashi, V'yom ha-kihurim nami, ika par v'ayel mishalo, bizos yavo aron el ha-kodesh, bepar ben rekor v'gomer. So there's also an indication that it has to be his. So the par and ayel that are brought in by the Meiluim and Chukunis and Mishkan, as well as the Vod on Yom Kippur, was of his own property. Regarding Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos, even though we already excluded Shavuos, but it would, you know, you could say the same argument over here, Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos, where it's Ditzibor Ninuhu, so it's less comparable, and therefore we would choose to learn Yom Kippur over Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos. The Gemara continues. No, actually, we're going to call it here. I'll just read this last point over here. Hanicha l'mandam rakach l'cha mishalcha. This all works out to exclude Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos according to the opinion that it says kach l'cha means that it should be yours. Va'asei l'cha also mishalcha means yours. El l'mandam ar mishal tzibor, but according to the opinion that says that it means of the tzibor. Michael Amir, what are you able to say? Now the Gemara is going to proceed to bring a brisa that shows that it's actually a machlokas, how to interpret mishalcha, kachalcha vaselacha, and then we're going to see, according to one opinion, it doesn't mean that it has to be yours, actually it means it's from the tzibor, and in that case, Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos and Yom Kippur would be no different, and how would you learn one from the other, but we'll call it here for now.